Update. Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Fueled by Frank and Honest Gourmet Coffee. The perfect blend to kickstart your day. Barista quality coffee available at Centra and Supervalue.
Now, if there's two things that drive me mad, one is direct provision, and the other is going for a run. They both drive me mad. But my next two guests are going to tell me how one of them can improve the other. On the line now are Graeme Clifford and Deborah Anya of Sanctuary Runners. Graeme, I'll go to you first. How are you?
I'm great, Jennifer. Thank you so much for having us on.
It's great to have you. Let me just see if Deborah's there. Hiya, Deborah. Are you there?
Hi, Jennifer. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you, Deborah. Graeme, I'll go to you first because this was your idea. So what is it?
Right. So like you, running is not top of my, you know, favorite to-do list. However, as I was approaching midlife crisis, I think I started running, Jennifer. In my work as a journalist over about two decades, I'd covered a lot of issues related to immigration.
That's right.
And refugees and direct provision and so on. And I was always kind of grappling with the whole concept of Irish people and people in direct provision getting, I guess, to know each other, for Irish people to better understand migration, direct provision, and the people within it. And not to see people as asylum seekers or refugees, but as people. Mm-hmm. So anyway, one day I was running down in Waterford, and as I was running, I thought, running is something which we could definitely use to bring people together, because everybody does it. It's so easy to do, and it's so good for the mental health and physical health.
And it's a running club. It's not a charity. It, like you said there, is it solely just to bring people together?
Yeah, like a lot of initiatives with direct provision, I suppose, will have a very much a charitable starting point. And that's completely noble and very important. But I didn't want it to be about charity or to be about pity or anything like that. I wanted it to be about people seeing somebody else as a fellow human being, respecting them as an equal individual. So we don't fundraise. It's about turning up, wearing the same. We all wear the same blue running tops, Jennifer. People also walk and jog as well. People like you and me who don't particularly like running.
Okay.
But it's a way of getting out into the fresh air and organically having a natural, normal chat, not like a kind of a, you know, them and us kind of thing. And I think that's the key, to remove all those barriers, to bring people together. And it's worked really well so far.
It certainly has. You have so many people involved in this. How many people are involved in it at the moment? Just to let us know.
Well, we've over 2,000 in Ireland at the moment.
Amazing.
We have groups all over the country in Dublin, Meath, Wicklow, Waterford, Wexford, Cork, Kerry, Clare, Limerick, Galway, Leitrim, Mayo, Sligo, Longford, Athlone and Monaghan. I had to write them down because I always forget one and always get in trouble.
Well, I want to go to Deborah. Deborah, when did you first hear about this?
Hi. Thanks for having me again, Jennifer. So, first time I heard about Sanctuary Runners, I was in Kingsfield Accommodation Centre at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in a very, very dark place, to be honest. You know, but Graham came with Claire, I think, mm-hmm. and they were talking about the Cork City Marathon, and we should sign up for the Cork City Marathon, you know, just come run, jog. I'd never run in my life. And
brave.
I just needed escape, you know, just to be able to just leave the center and find anything to do outside of the center. And I said, okay, let me just try. And it's been almost 3 years and I'm still trying. It's been one of the greatest decisions of my life.
It's incredible. It's incredible what you've done and how far you've come. Direct provision takes away a lot of freedom from people. How did getting into running help? How did this place help you?
For me, I think at the start I was very nervous to run, but I completely had nothing to lose. You know, it was just for me at first it was just leave that space and do something else, and then just running at the time with people not in the center but people outside of the center, and wearing the T-shirt and just talking, and for the first time you feel like the label is off, you know. You feel like yourself and you're able to smile and to talk and just chat, and nobody's asking you you just talk. It's like you're talking to a friend, and it's how you how I felt after everyone going back to my room and feeling refreshed and feeling like I'm a part of something. Mm. It was how it made me feel at the time that made me, you know, I kept going back to the park run and going back to meeting friends. And I've had long time friends now. Yeah. Like they've been friends till date, you know. Yeah.
And if it wasn't for this, for the Sanctuary Runners, you mightn't have ever met those people and,
at all. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I would have been struggling, like, you know, now part of my wellness.
Yeah.
Or well, my go-to tool is running. You know, when COVID, when there was, you know, the lockdown, I had nothing, but I could go to the park and just walk with my kids.
Yeah.
And come back. I have that now. I never had that, you know.
Deborah.
Yeah.
You've been involved for a few years now, but have you been trying to rope other people into getting involved now in the...
Oh, absolutely.
Have they thanked you for it, or are they cursing you for it? Tell me.
No. At first, you know, if you say, come, let's go on, and like, oh, I'll come tomorrow, you know, everybody procrastinates. But then they see how happy you are, and they know that it's not the space that you're in that is making you happy. Something else is, and is easier. Is when you're a reflection of what you're talking about, it's easier for somebody to say, okay, let's try it. So what I do is I say, come, let's go for a walk, or let's go for a run. If you don't like it, don't come again. And then they just come for the walk, and then we talk and chat, and they meet other people. Like in Malo now is great. So after the run, we have like food. My kids love it now because there's fruit and cookies.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah, it's really great.
Tell me how you felt when you did the relay of the Cork Marathon. How did that feel? I've seen the pictures.
Oh my God. I was so afraid. I didn't want to go. I wanted to cancel. And my son said, my eldest son, like, oh, mommy, you've been training for long. Just try it. So I did. And, you know, there's jelly on the road when you're running, and there's people sharing you up. Like, for the first time in my life, it was as if I was walking in the air when I got to the finish line. I can't put words to it, but it felt really, 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 really great. And, oh my, I still can't explain it, but it's just a memorable experience for me. And every time I talk about it, I'm still, you know, laughing.
Yeah.
I can't just put words to it, but
Deborah, there's
really
a picture.
Great.
I saw a picture of you getting over the finish line, and you're holding hands with. Is that your children?
No, that's Ifar and Ifar and Molly, his grandkids.
It's just it was so lovely to see. Graham, can I come to you for a second and just ask you, because you have some big name athletes involved. How has that helped?
Hugely. I should just say very quickly, Jennifer, that Deborah's only telling you half the story there. She's a mom of four. She got into running having never run before. And now there is no way I could keep up with her. And she started the group in Mallow with a local man, a farmer called Joe. Mm-hmm. He told me that he's going to be listening to the programme today, sitting on his Massey Ferguson. So I wanted to give him a shout out, Joe Barrow. In relation to the big names, yes, we have Olive Lochnan and Claire Lamb, who rode for Ireland in the Olympics in Rio. She's a part of our organising committee. She set up an online arm to the Sanctuary Runners during COVID, which will continue and will develop. It's called Sanctuary Strength. Rob Heffernan, so many others have run with us over the last couple of years. We've had great support from the likes of Athletics Ireland, the UNHCR, and so on. So that's really helped, I suppose, Jennifer. We have people of all abilities. So you've your Olympic stars at the very, not at the very top, but you know what I mean in terms of ability. And then we have people who've had, you know, some physical disabilities run with us as well, or walk with us, I should say. So, you know, it's totally inclusive. Everybody is welcome. And we'd love to get as many people as possible to join us.
Deborah, can I ask, why is it so important for people in direct provision and for people in the wider community to meet up?
First, if you run, when you come out to join to run with the Sanctuary Runners, the label is off. So there's no us and we. Everybody's one. Mm. And it's not just saying it, you actually feel it just being a part of it. And then it's, for me, I kind of call it like the three goals, you know, the wheel of life. So you meet your social goal, you meet your physical, you know, everybody wants to look fit. Mm-hmm. You meet that goal. And then the most important and most vital is your mental goal. It's how you feel, how your head, like for me, I've always had like panic attacks. And I don't have it anymore. You know, it's how you're mentally sane, how it makes you feel. And then, you know, like everybody wants to help. If you're thinking of, well, how can I help someone and you don't know where to start, there are loads of people that need your help in direct provision. Like, is what we go through is a setback. So if you're able to hold somebody's hand and say, don't worry, I'll work with you, that's what Sanctuary Runners is doing for. Anyone.
That's amazing to hear. That is amazing to hear. And as Graham said, you're doing so well, and you're one of the leaders of the Manus Sanctuary Runners now. Do your kids think you're mad?
No. Yeah, my biggest cheerleader is my kids.
That's so good to hear. And you're setting such a good example. So, Graham, finally, can you tell me, where can people find out more? If anybody's listening, because you do it all over the country, how can people get involved? Where can people find you? Tell us.
So the easiest thing to do, Jennifer, is to go to the website, which is sanctuaryrunners.ie, or people can just drop us an email to info@sanctuaryrunners.ie, and then we can put people in contact with their nearest group. And I think, you know, the Irish people who get involved get as much out of this, I guess, as people in direct provision. And if I have a problem now, and I need somebody to counsel me, or I need somebody's advice, I can go to somebody like Deborah and I can lean on them just as much as they lean on me. That equality is so important. And with that level of kind of mutual respect, you really make great strides together. It's so important.
Well, Graham, you're doing amazing work and thank you for kicking this off. It sounds absolutely fantastic. And Deborah, fair play to you. You're doing great.
Thank you.
Keep it up. You might even inspire me to go to our runners. Deborah, thank you so much. And Graham, thank you so much. And keep it up. And thanks for joining me to talk about getting together even when we are socially distancing. It's so, so important. We'll be back right after this.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.